Sports Time. I'm Phil Nee. Sports is sponsored by members of WRCO's Sports Booster Club.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.
Boys basketball games today. Wisconsin Dells over Reedsburg, 64-61. Platteville top Monona Grove, 73-63. And Royal over Blair Taylor, 73-50. Broadhead with a game against Cambridge, with Cambridge winning 78-62. Men's college basketball today. John Tanjay had 27 points, and 17th-ranked Wisconsin beat Northwestern 75-69. Down by two, the Badgers went on a 14-3 run just after the halfway point of the second half to take the lead for good. Reserve Carter Gilmore scored 7 points during the decisive run and finished with 15 and 7 rebounds. The Wildcats were just 1-for-6 from the floor during the spurt. The Badgers had lost 2-of-3 after a 7-game winning streak. Jalen Leach had 23 points and 7 assists for Northwestern, which found out Saturday leading scorer Brooks Barnheiser is out for the season with a foot injury. Washington was a winner over Minnesota today in Big Ten basketball, 71-68, and Michigan edged Rutgers 66-63. Tommy Lloyd and Bobby Hurley met near midcourt during pregame, exchanging pleasantries, patting each other on the back. An afternoon of chirping and a late headbutt sent the coaches in opposite directions by the time the rivalry game was over. Frustrated with Arizona's constant chatter, Hurley waved Arizona State's players off the floor following the Wildcats' 81-72 road win to prevent any further escalation. Tension of the rivalry game spilled over with 30 seconds left when Arizona State's B.J. Freeman headbutted Arizona's Caleb Love. Both players were ejected following a review, and Hurley sent his players up the tunnel instead of shaking hands when the game ended. Jimmy Butler remains part of the Miami Heat for now. De'Aaron Fox is still with the Kings for now, and Golden State coach Steve Kerr seemed to indicate that the Warriors are seriously weighing their options. It's NBA trade deadline countdown time. There could be chaos. There might not be much of anything. By Thursday afternoon's deadline, there will be answers, although perhaps not the answers some fans are looking for their teams. The Clippers have traded P.J. Tucker and Mo Bamba to the Utah Jazz for Patty Mills and Drew Eubanks. There is a few second-round draft pick involved in the deal as well. The move gets the Clippers under the luxury tax threshold and provides potential flexibility for the other additions they may have for the season. Milwaukee Brewers catcher William Contreras agreed to a 1-year contract guaranteeing $6.1 million, avoiding an arbitration hearing. A 2-time All-Star, Contreras had asked for $6.5 million and had been offered $5.6 million when proposed figures were exchanged. His deal with the reigning National League Central champions includes a team option for 2026. Contreras, 27, batted .281 with a .365 on-base percentage, 23 homers and 92 RBIs in 155 games last year, and was an All-Star for the second time in 3 seasons. He hit .289 in 2023 with a .367 on-base percentage, 17 homers and 78 RBIs in 141 games. And Russell Wilson doesn't want to talk about the Las Vegas Raiders. The 36-year-old quarterback is focused on returning to the Steelers. Wilson, who was added to the Pro Bowl games as an alternate when Buffalo's Josh Allen pulled out this week, is pending a free agency after spending 1 year in Pittsburgh. He says, "I've got a lot more ball left in me." Wilson sidestepped several questions about potentially reuniting with former Seattle coach Pete Carroll in Las Vegas. The Raiders hired the 73-year-old Carroll last month, and speculation quickly followed that Wilson might join him in Vegas. But Wilson insists Pittsburgh is his number one destination. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.